Chapter 15, A Rite of Passage. The days had begun to feel long for Evercloud and Riverpaw. Their quest to find the ancients hadn't been filled with as much excitement as they had hoped. As the oppressive sun beat down on Evercloud, he thought back to those first few days when they had embarked upon this quest. They had been overcome with excitement, running through the forests of the kingdom as if nothing could stop them. Whiteclaw had given them a direction to travel in, and that was all they needed. Yet the bear had counseled the two cousins to reserve their energy. "The journey we're on will be a long one," he had said. Evercloud and Riverpaw paid him no mind, though. There were fish in every stream and wonder behind every tree. Every breaking twig they heard in the forest was the footsteps of the great tyrant's minions, and every breeze through the treetops spoke of an impending doom only they could save the world from. This was how Evercloud and Riverpaw had entertained themselves. Whiteclaw had found their youthful exuberance amusing on a few occasions, but for different reasons he never shared. When the travelers had finally left the confines of the forest, they were met by the grand expanse of the Effenloraian Plains. This had been energizing for all three of them, each one feeling for the first time that they truly were on the precipice of a great adventure. The grass stretched all the way to the horizon, and the sky looked bigger and brighter than Evercloud had ever remembered seeing it. For a long moment, they each stared wildly into the great beyond, imagining great adventures in their heads. However, conditions and spirits had now soured, and the reality of the task at hand was clear. The terrain had hardly any variation, and provided little fuel for the imagination. Without the shade of the forest, the sun beat down on them in a relentless assault, mocking their progress from its perch in the sky. Riverpaw had had enough of it.
"Are you sure we're going the right way?" he nagged.
"I told you to reserve your energy, didn't I?"
Whiteclaw snapped. His demeanor had become rather salty. The long march was wearing on everyone. Food was hard to come by on the plains, and there were less sources of water for fishing. Grumbling stomachs were a normalcy. In fact, it was so bad Whiteclaw had informed the cousins they were going to have to start hunting the buffalo that roamed the plains. "I've never eaten buffalo before," Evercloud said in a doubtful tone. Whiteclaw snickered.
"You've never starved to death before either. Which would you like to try first?"
That statement drove the severity of the situation home, but only further damaged the cousins' morale. However, it didn't take long to come upon a herd of buffalo, as they roamed the plains in large numbers. Whiteclaw motioned for Evercloud and Riverpaw to come closer, and then he whispered to them,
"Watch what I do and learn."
Whiteclaw got down on his stomach and crawled slowly out to where the herd grazed. Riverpaw and Evercloud waited for some time, and it seemed to the cousins that Whiteclaw moved at a snail's pace.
"This is taking forever,"
Riverpaw whispered to Evercloud as they watched from a distance. Suddenly, Whiteclaw shot into the air and sprinted toward the herd of buffalo. He gained quickly on the pack as they ran from his ambush. The two cousins couldn't believe how fast Whiteclaw could run. They had greatly underestimated his ability, and believed he only told them to slow down and save energy because he had gotten too old to keep up. They were obviously wrong. In less than 15 seconds of pursuit, Whiteclaw had pounced on a buffalo, and the hunt was over. Days went by, and yet it seemed the plains never ended. Food was needed again, and Whiteclaw informed them another hunt would be necessary. They reached a herd of buffalo, and then Whiteclaw turned to Evercloud and Riverpaw.
"Your turn," he said.
The cousins looked at each other, hoping the other would volunteer.
"I can't run fast enough to catch buffalo," Evercloud said, shrugging his shoulders.
Riverpaw huffed.
"I guess it'll have to be me then."
Riverpaw lowered himself to the ground and slowly crawled toward the herd, just as his father had. As Whiteclaw watched with Evercloud from a distance, he commented that his son was showing good patience for his first attempt. Once Riverpaw had gone far enough that he didn't dare to creep any closer without spooking the buffalo, he jumped to his feet and began his pursuit. Riverpaw ran as fast as he could, but he was no match for the buffalo. After a short time, he returned to Whiteclaw and Evercloud, dejected and out of breath.
"I'm sorry," he said. "I'm not fast enough."
Whiteclaw patted his son on the shoulder.
"These animals have been running for their lives since birth," You have not. It will be a while for your legs to gain the strength they will need to hunt buffalo. But it is important that you tried. Maybe if you and Evercloud put your heads together, you'll figure out how you might aid each other. We'll move on for now. The travelers continued west, and it was not long before another herd of buffalo appeared upon the horizon. They stopped at a good distance and watched the buffalo graze.
Have either of you come up with anything? White Claw asked. Think of what you can do, not of what you cannot.
I can chase the buffalo, Riverpaw said.
I suppose I can crawl toward them, Evercloud said. Maybe even closer than the two of you because I'm smaller. Maybe I can get close enough that I won't even have to chase them. He looked at the bears, but neither of them seemed keen on the idea. After thinking a moment, Riverpaw spoke up.
They probably wouldn't just stumble upon you, Evercloud, but maybe I could chase them toward you, and then you could ambush them.
Good, White Claw said. I knew the two of you would come up with a plan. Now get to it. I'm starving.
Riverpaw and Evercloud huddled together to get their plan straight, and then they headed off. They crawled in opposite directions until the buffalo were in between them. Evercloud had his golden claw strapped to his arm, and he would stay as low as he could to the ground and wait as Riverpaw chased the herd in his direction. When the buffalo were close enough, Evercloud would leap up and attack. Evercloud had achieved his position, and now all he could do was wait. As he lay in the grass, the entire world was silent. No birds, no insects, no wind, not a sound except for his own breathing. Time passed, and he grew impatient.
Where are you, Riverpaw? Evercloud thought.
Then he heard Riverpaw's roar, followed by the rumble of the herd. Evercloud dug his toes into the dirt and lifted his body up enough so he could see the oncoming herd. His eyes widened, and he readied himself for the attack. Evercloud was like a wildcat, ready to pounce, and his claw glinted in the sun. The buffalo were almost upon him now, and they had no idea he was there. The plan was working perfectly. Evercloud's heart beat faster and faster, and the rumbling of the herd increased in volume and shook the ground.
Now, Evercloud thought, now, go!
But he didn't move. Evercloud was frozen. His heart beat so fast, and the sun was so hot, he stared at his claw in the light.
No! Riverpaw roared from behind the herd. Evercloud, no!
Evercloud had no control of his limbs at all. The buffalo saw him now and started to scatter. Evercloud's stomach twisted as the herd moved farther and farther away from him. He had failed. He had frozen.
What happened?
Riverpaw asked as he approached Evercloud, who still crouched on the ground.
I froze, Evercloud stuttered. I'm sorry.
Whiteclaw ran toward them with worry etched upon his face.
Is he hurt? He asked as he neared. Was he trampled?
Evercloud raised himself up on his knees to show he was all right, and then he lowered his head in shame.
I'm sorry, Uncle, he said. I froze. I couldn't move.
Whiteclaw narrowed his eyes and clenched his teeth.
Get up, he uttered.
Uncle, I... Evercloud began.
I said get up,
Whiteclaw roared, and Evercloud quickly stood up.
I will coddle you no longer, boy.
Whiteclaw took a few steps toward Evercloud and glared at him.
Look at me when I speak to you.
Evercloud raised his eyes to the ferocious bear, and Riverpaw stepped away. Neither one of them had ever seen Whiteclaw this angry. It scared them both.
Do you think this is a game?
Whiteclaw asked.
That this is all for fun? Your grand adventure? You wanted this, and now you have it. This is real, and I will not allow you to act like a child any longer.
The great tyrant has most likely returned, and we have been charged with finding the agents. We carry the fate of the entire kingdom, and you can't muster the courage to kill a buffalo. I will not tolerate this. You will face much tougher tasks before this quest is through, and some may very well mean life or death. Will you freeze in the face of death? I will not place my life, and the life of my son, in the hands of a spoiled boy with dreams of heroism. Do you understand?
Nevercloud was shaking now, but it was not out of fear that he was losing control of himself. It was out of anger.
We cannot afford for you to be a boy any longer, White Claw said. If it's the last thing I do, I will teach you to be a what?
Evercloud yelled.
A bear? I'm not a bear.
He turned and stalked away, seething with anger. White Claw called after him.
A man, Evercloud. It's time you become a man.
Evercloud walked for a while, but his anger did not abate. It stayed with him, mostly because he had been embarrassed, but also because he knew he was wrong. He kicked at the ground and cursed at the sky. Why did I freeze? He wondered. Why? What is wrong with me? How can I learn to become something I know nothing of? How can I become a man when I've never known one? Evercloud sat down, pulled grass out of the ground, and threw it into the wind. And how does Uncle even know what men are like? Then something became clear to Evercloud. White Claw didn't know what men were like. He wasn't really asking Evercloud to be a man. What White Claw was really asking him to do was to be accountable for himself and to hold up his end of the bargain. Evercloud felt horrible. He wished he could go back in time. How can I go back to them now? He thought. But where would I go? I have to make this right. It was time to act. Evercloud knew his uncle was right when he said there would be far more difficult trials than buffalo hunting. He had to prove he would be ready for them. He had to kill a buffalo and show White Claw he could do it on his own. It was time to return to the bears.
Should we go after him, Father?
Riverpaw asked.
No, White Claw said. Evercloud has to return on his own. There is no other way.
Riverpaw nodded and sat down. Evening was coming, and the sun began its descent over the plains. The world was silent, and it was this silence that gave Riverpaw his greatest feeling of discomfort. The kingdom had always been full of bears and sounds. Even the forests around Grey Mountain were filled with the sounds of birds, other animals, the wind through the trees, and streams running over rocks and stones. The silence made him feel as if he had gone somewhere that didn't exist at all. He was floating in nothing, lost in nowhere. The sun was red as it reached for the shelter of the horizon. Riverpaw watched it, and as he did, he saw the silhouette of Evercloud in the distance.
He's coming back, Riverpaw said.
I see him, White Claw said. Let him do the talking. I'm sure a lot of things are weighing on his mind.
By the time Evercloud reached the bears, the sun had almost set. He sat down and looked at his uncle. I was wrong, Evercloud said, and I'm ashamed of how I acted today. It won't happen again. White Claw remained silent. I'm not asking for forgiveness, uncle. I won't ask for things I haven't earned. I won't be a weight around your neck. What I do is for the kingdom, and I'll keep that in my mind and heart. Evercloud sat in silence and waited for a response, but none came. The sun descended below the horizon and left the group of travelers in darkness. I will kill a buffalo tomorrow, and I will do it alone, Evercloud said.
We shall see, Evercloud, White Claw said. We shall see.
Morning came with grumbling stomachs and Evercloud rubbing dirt all over his body. It's so they can't smell me, he said to the bears.
I believe the herd moved off in this direction, White Claw said, pointing. Let's go.
He led them onward, and before midday they came across the herd.
How is it you plan on doing this?
Riverpaw asked. Slowly, Evercloud responded. Evercloud crawled on his stomach toward the herd, and after he was about 100 yards out, Riverpaw turned to his father.
He can't be serious, can he?
Riverpaw asked.
Give him his chance, White Claw said.
2 hours passed, and nothing had disturbed the herd. It had been some time since the bears had lost sight of Evercloud. Riverpaw's stomach gnawed at him, and he grew impatient.
Father, he said, I think you should finish this job. I don't know what state we'll be in if Evercloud fails.
No, Riverpaw, White Claw said. We have to have faith in one another if we're going to survive out here.
Evercloud needs to do this. Just then, they heard a buffalo cry out. They looked out over the plains at the herd, and a buffalo fell to the ground as the rest of the herd scattered.
He did it,
Riverpaw said, astounded.
I can't believe it.
Are you going to stand there gawking? White Claw asked with a smile. Or are you going to come get some food?